We say this is a very unfortunate incident where three lives have been lost as a result of politics. We also condemn the culture that has been created where political disputes can be solved through violence. We think this in itself is evidence to the fact that violence has always been a language that has been understood as a solution to political problems and political differences within the ruling party. And the history is there, littered with a number of people that have been victimized as such. So it's unfortunate that the political elite deny that this is politically motivated when, in fact, it is actually politically motivated violence.
But how about some Mr. Mahia who might argue that maybe Mpambwa had a psychological problem which is not related at all to politics?
While we don't have the fine, clearer details, we think the problem that we've had is largely that the political elite, the culture that has been created over years, the culture of impunity where when people perpetrate political violence or violence against political opponents, it is glorified and dignified and celebrated as bravery. When it is done against those that are deemed inhuman, those are deemed less human because they are either selling out the country or for whatever reason, it is celebrated. But when it takes place in-house, it is then denied and called just mere murder. But in our view, this is a clear evidence of the culture of impunity where people who have committed acts of violence to deal with political differences have been allowed over years to do so, and the law has not turned a blind eye on them.